Hey, what's good? Welcome back to the Cardinals Cast podcast. Today I'm by myself again, but hopefully it's going to be a good episode. Thanks for listening. Okay, just going through the week. On Monday, we had the first game against the Blue Jays, and we won that game on a walk-off grand slam by Paul Goldschmidt, who's on fire. Just going to take a look at who started that game. So it was Berríos for the Blue Jays and Michaelis for the Cardinals. Michaelis went 6.2 innings pitched, 4 hits, 3 runs, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts. And they used Pallante for 1 out. And then Gallegos went 1 inning. Helsley went 1 inning. And then Cabrera, the final, was a 10-inning game. It was a great finish, and it was a great win. And then on Tuesday, it was a bad start. It was a bad game for the Cardinals. Hicks started, only went 3 innings, 4 hits, 4 earned runs, only 3 strikeouts. So I don't know what you guys think, but I definitely think that Hicks should go back to the bullpen. I think that's better for him. And I think there was some discussion that he got injured. Yeah, they put him on IL with a forearm strain. So putting him in the rotation didn't remove or prevent injuries. So hopefully they can figure something out for him, because he's not really working in the starting rotation. Okay, so also on Tuesday, Hicks and Kisner used PitchCom, and becoming the last team to use it. They discussed on the broadcast that it could be used to disrupt the hitter's timing, which I thought was interesting. They had that off day on Wednesday on the 25th. On Thursday they lost 4-3. They made some costly mistakes. Wainwright pitched that game 5 innings. He gave up a lot of hits in that game. 10 hits and 3 earned runs. Pallante went 3 innings and with only 2 hits and no runs, which is pretty big. Pallante's been pretty good this year, actually. And then Gallegos got the last inning, but they lost by 1 run. I think Goldie homered in this game, didn't he? I don't know. But it was kind of frustrating that they lost by a run in that game. But on Friday, they got the win. They beat Woodruff, who's a pretty good pitcher. Hudson had a pretty good start, 4.2, 5 hits, no runs, and 4 walks, which is a pretty good start. Not incredible, but pretty good for a good start. On Saturday, they got a good win, 8-3. Liberatore had a nice outing, 5.0 innings, Two hits, no runs, three walks, six strikeouts. He's shaping to be a good piece in the rotation. So hopefully he can stay there and be a good piece for that rotation, because the rotation obviously needs more pieces, obviously. And the Cardinals lost 8-0 yesterday. Michaelis just, I don't know, he looked okay early, but he kind of faltered, giving up six earned runs. Well, he still managed to get six strikeouts, but, and the offense was silent against the tough pitching of Corbin Burnes. Corbin Burnes went seven innings and only two hits for the Cardinals and no earned runs and 11 strikeouts. So I thought it was good to at least split the Brewers series. It shows we're pretty evenly matched against that team. And shows that if we add a few pieces, maybe at the trade deadline, some pitchers, get some people healthy, that we could win the division. We're good enough. Also, we're going to talk about Goldie. He's just been on fire. He's hitting really well, hitting for power. He has a long streak of getting on base and getting hits that's still going. And so I think he'll probably win. He'll most definitely win at this point. Player of the month for May. And he's also putting together a nice MVP case. Nolan Gorman is looking better. He had a good day at the plate the other day. I think that was on Saturday. Yeah, Saturday he was 4-for-4. With three runs and four RBIs. So he had a good day that day. He had a home run that day. And then today already, he already has another two-run home run, which has the Cardinals on top 2-1 in the top of the fourth. Matt Carpenter was signed by the New York Yankees. And he seems to be doing a little bit better there. He already has a home run. He's got a new look, got a mustache. We'll see if how he does there. I guess I'm going to root for him because, I don't know, it seems like he just kind of faded the last few years in St. Louis. Also, the Cardinals Hall of Fame announced that Holiday, Javier, and Comiskey are going to be inducted. So congrats to them. Jay Flair is making progress. Reyes needs shoulder surgery. Molina had a short stint on the bereavement list because of his son had to get a shoulder surgery, I think. Mats is on the IL. O'Neill, I think he had to get some shots, and so we'll see if he can come back. So it sounds like he was playing injured. So hopefully he can heal up and come back and be an offensive presence on this team that we desperately need. Also Carlson is injured, so we'll see how quickly he can come back. The rookies have been pretty good though. Like Donovan's been pretty good. So we'll see how long it takes him.
Okay, so looking ahead, we got the Padres
today. We got a few games.
We got the Cubs.
I think I might go to one of those games at Wrigley. And then we got the Tampa Bay Rays. Also, I just wanted to highlight that this year is actually, like, really important because it's kind of a transition year because we got the old guys. We got Wainwright, Molina, and Pujols. And it's most likely their last year. And they've been in the league and on the Cardinals for close to like 15, 20 years. And they've really made a big impact on the team. And they've really been there for the team. So it'll be strange seeing them gone next year. So this is a really important year, I think. So we'll see. Hopefully some of them will get coaching jobs with the Cardinals and so they can continue. I know all three will definitely be in the Cardinals Hall of Fame and maybe all three can get into the MLB Hall of Fame, but we'll see. And then we got a lot of new guys on this team. Gorman, Donovan, Yepes, Herrera. Although I don't know how much he's going to play next year, but he's definitely going to make some impact. And then definitely Gorman, he's going to have a big impact. Another rookie, Liberatore, is definitely going to really help the team and solidify the lineup if Wainwright leaves. He'll be a great force. Also, Dallas Keuchel, formerly of the White Sox, was DFA'd. And a lot of people, especially on Cardinals Twitter, have been talking about, do the Cardinals want to pick him up? I ran a Twitter poll, and it was fairly even, but I think it was probably 60-40. 60% didn't want Keuchel, but 40% wanted him. I honestly wouldn't mind if they picked him up because we need some starting pitching, and he's a good sinker baller, left-hander, and we got a good defense, and he could induce a lot of ground balls. So I think that's kind of what they did last year with Lester and Jay Happ. So I think and that kind of worked. They were kind of part of that. I don't think without them we would have made the playoffs last year, so I think we should get him, even if it is for just a short time, even though some fans don't want him. Although I like Nootbaar and Sosa, with Gorman and Edmund, and if O'Neill and Carlson come back, and you got Harry Bader in center, I don't know what role Nootbaar and Sosa can play. They might be traded or just sent down to AAA at some point, but they're definitely capable of playing in the major leagues, so we'll see if they what happens with them. And also with Gorman hitting so well right now, or at least in the past few days, I think DeJong will have to find another major league opportunity somewhere else, because he just wasn't hitting well. So we'll see if he can figure his stuff out. Maybe he'll ask for a trade. We'll see. Thanks for listening. Sorry that it didn't come out on Saturday or Sunday. I was hoping I could get my co-host involved, but unfortunately, we weren't able to
do it together. Hopefully next week we will return to the two-person format, because we get more discussion that way. So also, if you want to be a guest on the podcast or have a question answered, you can email me at stlsportsnow@gmail.com, and hopefully I can get back to you. Thanks.